Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thank you for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com. The subject of faith is understood by very few. A lot is said about faith. It's a well-known concept. But what is faith? What is it? How do we have it? How do we exercise it? We have to look into the Bible to see what faith is, to see examples of people living by faith, walking by faith, and make sure that we really understand this vital topic. And a great place to study about faith, of course, is Hebrews 11. We'll look at a few passages in Hebrews 11 and a few other scriptures as well. And if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We can look at these scriptures together. Hebrews 11 is commonly referred to as the faith chapter. And in Hebrews 11, we read numerous examples of faith-filled men and women and the things that they did in their lives. And we can learn from that and learn about how to have faith and learn about what faith is. Faith is essential. We need it. Notice this passage, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Why is faith important? Why does it matter? We're told right here in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So as we read there, we cannot please God if we don't have faith. So we have to have faith, number one, that God exists, but also says we have to believe that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's an interesting statement. You know, do we believe that? Do we believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? I suppose we could evaluate ourselves in that by considering, well, how diligently do we seek God? Or maybe we seek something else more diligently. As we consider faith and thinking about our personal lives, and if we feel like we need to grow in faith, which surely everyone does, maybe consider that. What do we seek diligently? What do we really go after the most? Christ said in Matthew 6 and verse 33 that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else then will be added. If we diligently seek God and his righteousness and his kingdom first, then everything else will be taken care of. And yet in life, sometimes, it's all those other things that we worry about a fair bit. Christ talked about them there in Matthew 6, you know, the things that people typically kind of worry about or think about. And he said, well, look, just seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and all those other things will be added. Do we have the faith to not only just believe that, but then to live that way and really seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first? See, we can evaluate our own lives and think about that, because again, we need faith to please God, and we have to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We can look here and see more specifically the definition of faith. It's in Hebrews 11 and verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And here's a quote from Lesson 13 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. This is a free Bible correspondence course that you can sign up for at thetrumpet.com. Please do that if you haven't yet. But here's a quote from Lesson 13. It says, "Faith is the substance, more accurately rendered assurance or confidence, of things hoped for. Before you receive what you hope for, you already have it in substance." that substance, assurance, or confidence that you shall possess it is faith. So we know that if God's promised something, we can believe him. We can have faith in that. The quote continues, "Then again, faith is evidence, the evidence of things not seen. Faith precedes or comes before the actual receiving of what you hope for, whether it's physical or spiritual. When you do not have it yet, when you do not see it or feel it, faith is your evidence that you shall have it." Faith is believing God. It's believing what he says. Of course, believing he exists and agreeing with him, that's a big part of it, but then also walking according to his instruction. We see a really interesting example of that here in verse 11, Hebrews 11 and verse 11. Hebrews 11 and verse 11, you remember some of this history. It says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." See, Sarah had faith in what God promised. It's a very important point. If God has promised something in his Bible, then we can have absolute faith in that promise. You know, there's lots of things that a person could hope for, but if God hasn't promised it, well, then it's just simply something that person's thought of. And when we're talking about faith, we're talking about looking at what God has promised, because that's what we're having faith in, is the promise. And in this case, Abraham and Sarah were promised a child, even though physically it shouldn't have been able to happen. She was too old, but she judged him faithful who had promised. She didn't just have her own sort of idea and really hope in it and hope it worked out or something like that. She was relying on the promise of God. She was walking by faith because she believed God and then was living her life according to his will. There's another really powerful example here. Of course, there's a lot that we could look at, but let's just notice Noah and his example. This is back just a little bit in Hebrews 11 and verse 7. And you remember that history as well, I think. But it says, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." So notice the same pattern here. God told Noah about things that hadn't happened yet. Nobody had seen them. And Noah believed God. He wasn't just having his own thoughts on things. He believed what God told him, and then he followed God's instructions. He followed his instructions. We read there in verse 7 that he heard what God said, and he was moved with fear. He did something based upon God's word. He walked by faith. It's a very poignant example. Just consider what would have happened in Noah's case if God had told Noah about the flood, and then Noah said he believed him and even talked about the coming flood to other people and said, "Hey, you know, there's going to be this flood coming," and did all of that, but he didn't get busy building the ark. You know, would Noah have been walking by faith? Of course not. And the result is he would have drowned in the flood. He had to do something. God told him something. He moved with fear because he believed God, even though he hadn't seen the flood yet. It hadn't happened yet, of course. And he got busy doing what God said. And in this case, it was preparing an ark. There's a lot to learn from that example. When we think about the promises that God has made in his word, do we act accordingly? Or do we just say, "Yeah, I believe that"? You know, we do have to believe it, but then we have to walk according to God's instructions. You know, we can look into God's word and find promises that he's made. We have to do that. And then we have to walk according to God's instructions. You know, there's so many promises and instructions given in the Bible. God promises blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. So how many people have faith in that? How many people really believe that? A lot of people probably would say they do, But then if they're not walking in obedience to God, well, there's not really that living faith there, is there? So it's really important to think about what God promises, and then, you know, do we believe that and do we walk according to that? Do we live our lives that way? You know, it's a lot to think about. It's a deep subject to think about and to pray about. Noah believed God, and because of that, he did something. Didn't just go do some random thing. He did what God instructed him to do, which was to build an ark. And he did that. He walked by faith. If we believe what God says, we will do what he says. We'll walk by faith. The Correspondence Course says, faith is a trust and confidence in the invisible God to perform what he has not yet done and which mortal man cannot do. See, God's made a lot of promises, and we have to rely on them. And as we do that, and as we walk according to his instructions, then we'll be walking by faith, and God will perform many miracles according to his timing and the way he wants to do it. It's not up to us. You know, Noah had to follow God's instructions. Abraham had to follow God's instructions. And, you know, things went oftentimes in ways they didn't think they would go, but God fulfilled his promises. And he's got lots of ways of doing that. And they had to learn to trust God and have faith in him and do what he said and know that he would fulfill his promises. And that's something we're all trying to learn in this life. Notice Romans 10 and verse 17. How do we have faith in our lives? We can see some instruction here. Romans 10 and verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what God promises in his word is what we can have faith in. Faith isn't just a random hope that we have in something we, you know, hope works out. Faith has to be in God's promises. And so, of course, we need to know what God promises. Lots of times people will talk about having faith in something, but is it what God promised? Did God promise it? We've got to know. And here's a really important point to consider. This is, again, from the Correspondence Course. It says, here is one reason why so many lack faith today. This is talking about Romans 10 and verse 17. Here's one reason why so many lack faith today. They are not familiar with God's promises and have not searched the scriptures to learn God's will. That's something to think about. If we're going to have faith in God's promises, then we have to know what's in the Word of God. We have to know what he's promised. And if we're not familiar with God's promises and we haven't searched the scriptures to learn God's will, then how can we have faith? What do we have faith in? Remember the passage we read at the beginning, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, studying God's word and finding what God promises, that's diligently seeking God. Diligently seeking him and his word and what he's promised to us. We've got to go after him and really put effort into seeing what God says so we can know what to believe in, what to have faith in. There's so many chaotic events in this world. Do we know what God says about them? And do we know what God wants us to do right now? He does have a work. He does have a church. Are we walking by faith and following God's instructions like Noah did? Notice Titus 1 here in verse 2. And this is a great truth that we can believe in and stake our lives on. And we have to. Titus 1 and verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. We do have hope of eternal life because of God's plan for mankind. But the point here that we're really looking at is God cannot lie. He cannot lie. If he has said it, it's a promise and it has to happen. He has to do it. Now, again, he doesn't have to do it according to our timetable or in the way we think, but he has to do it. He will, because he never lies. The correspondence course says God is perfect, possessing holy and righteous character, and he cannot lie. We have to remember that when we're thinking about things that God has promised, and we're trying to walk by faith. God can't lie. He's going to fulfill his end of the bargain, so to speak. He'll do his part, for sure. We've got to walk according to his directions. He cannot lie. The quote continues, "We can have absolute confidence, positive faith, that God will always do whatever he has promised." But again, we've got to know what God promises. Then we can have faith in that. It says God's definition of faith may be summed up this way. And this gets back to sort of the main question of the day that we're talking about. What is faith? It can be summed up this way. Faith is assurance that God's word is true, that his promises are sure, and that it is impossible for God to lie. This assurance, this reliance on God's word, this confidence is faith. See, that's what faith is. Believing what God said, believing that he'll do it. And if we really have that living faith, then we'll walk according to God's directions. When he says there's blessings for obedience, if we believe that, we'll work to obey God. See, that's living faith, walking by faith, obeying God. And we look at Hebrews 11, we see so many examples of people that did that. They did that, and they had different tests and trials and ups and downs in life and all of those things, but they learned to trust God, to have faith in God, and he will be faithful to them and fulfill all of his promises, and many of them will be in the resurrection. But that eternal life, that hope of eternal life, like we read about there in Titus 1 and verse 2, that's what he wants to give to all mankind, all those who are willing to believe him, to trust him, and to walk according to his directions, to have faith. Faith is assurance that God's word is true, that his promises are sure, and that it is impossible for God to lie. This assurance, this reliance on God's word, this confidence is faith. So hopefully we understand faith a little better and we can work on learning more and more about God's promises and what we need to do and how we need to live so that God can bless us as he promises to do. We have an entire correspondence course series that will show you more about God's promises. It's vital to sign up for that and take that course. It's free and it's at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.